We often make the mistake of thinking of Colorado as pretty far removed from national artists and that little to nothing happens here in southern Colorado that affects the larger music scenes of bigger cities and pop culture. But there is talent in plain sight right here in southern Colorado that is oftentimes quite surprising. Case in point is Bill Douglas. Bill's a music engineer and producer who has worked with such greats as NSYNC, R. Kelly, and the Smashing Pumpkins. Vicky recently sat down with Bill to talk about music production and the many different hats that one sometimes has to wear when working in the music industry.
You know, Bill, I've been using the word producer. We hear the term music producer attached to recordings and bands and records. What is a producer? What is that role?
The producer kind of is the organizer and is the one who keeps track of what's going on with the project. And, you know, he needs to know what's been done and what needs to be done. But in addition to just that simple stuff, he'll have the ideas. Oh, let's put a little 35 millisecond delay on whatever instrument, you know, and just crazy ideas like that they may have. And producers are oftentimes engineers. They can be referees between the band members. They can be your counselor. So, yeah, a producer is many things.
When you work with an engineer, when there's a separate engineer and you're separately the producer, then you two are really going off together to discuss sound, levels, instrumentation, some corrections you might want to make with the engineer. Does that mean you pick a favorite engineer, or does that go project to project if you're not the engineer? Do you have people you like to work with?
Yeah, that can change, I guess, project to project and depending on the artist, too. Maybe the artist is seeking this engineer and this producer, or I wear both hats all the time, and I can, you know, at my studio, it's a small studio, but we have big results, and it's just me there. So I am the producer and the engineer.
You've gone on to work with some people in your career that would be considered famous or, you know, nationally known, certainly. Do you want to speak to that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, when I worked in Chicago at both Streeterville Studios and Chicago Recording Company, CRC, I got to work with many, many different artists and producers and engineers. And this is, you know, after I had graduated from taking out the trash. So now I was able to hang out in sessions and actually, you know, observe and be more useful as an assistant engineer. So that entailed setting up microphones, you know, documenting settings, doing recalls, more stuff like that. And I got to work with the Smashing Pumpkins quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
And I got to work with them on an album called Adore that didn't make the album, but it made like a greatest hits. And then they later did Machina, and I was the assistant engineer for that. And that was a really proud album to be a part of.
Yeah, that record lives here at 91.5 KRCC. It's a good one.
Yeah, I love that record.
Can I ask something? You're talking about Smashing Pumpkins. Billy Corgan?
Yes.
Don't tell any stories you shouldn't tell. But he comes in with incredibly precise ideas, right? And he's a producer himself, isn't he? He has some ideas that way. Does that cause pressure in the studio? Or is that cool to have someone in the band or the band be so definite about what they're going for?
I think that's good. I think he knows what he wants, and he's able to communicate his ideas to the engineers and producers in order to shape that sound. And it's good that he has a knowledge, because I think the work gets done more efficiently since he's able to communicate on the same level as engineers and producers, since he is one.
Crashing down. when you find yourself in a time like now where a lot of people can just make their own records, you know, and sometimes, a lot of times, do it really well, where do you see the role of the producer?
I think what I can bring to the table most is tone. I like things to sound very good, and I like to take the time to make sure they do sound good and I have the right tools to make things sound great. And I think that's, you know, if nothing else, I can offer that.
Is there a instrument or instruments that you yourself play?
I play the drums.
So that must be a real joy, miking those drums, getting it down.
It's one of my favorite things.
Right.
I got the, like, really my favorite drum miking setup and everything I've wanted over a long time, I've collected, and the drums are primarily like my favorite thing to record.
Bill, I was wondering, I think about some bands, musicians that you've worked with, for instance, NSYNC, R. Kelly, and I'm wondering, what was that process like?
I think R. Kelly is a good example.
I used to think that I could not go on.
His stuff sounds very good because... he had a great team, like writers and a MIDI orchestrator, and you know I was an assistant to him, to Peter Mokrin, and to Stephen George, and he had some amazing engineers. But I think they all spent time, well spent time. Maybe not a lot of time, but you know maybe they take breaks. There's plenty of breaks, so their ears are fresh all the time, and then they. You know, they could take a month to do a song, in R. Kelly's example, just to mix it. But it takes time and fresh ears, I think. And when you have his kind of money, you can book that room for a month and just go in whenever you please.
Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
So do you think there's a lot to be said toward investing that kind of money and time into being able to step away from whatever it is that you're working on, even if you're not R. Kelly and have everything that goes with it, to be able to say, and especially I think as a producer, to say, okay, we need to stop for tonight or we need to take separate corners. You know, I know as the clock is ticking sometimes, maybe a band isn't... you know.
I think it's a per band, per incident, per night. It could be a different response every night of the week. I don't know when you call it. You just feel it. And if you're, I don't know, you know, sometimes we work till 1-2 in the morning at my place, and sometimes we feel like we've done everything we needed to do by 10, and then we're good to go. But to go back to your other question, one of the records that sounded best to me that probably took tons of time to manufacture was Madonna, Ray of Light. And that album is just sonically, it's just perfect. Everything about it is perfect. My ears don't get tired, even if it's at a loud volume, and I appreciate the production and all the engineering that went into that record.
And that's William Orbit connected.
Yes.
Who makes pretty nice little records on his
own,
too. interesting that you named that. That's definitely one of my favorite records and certainly
so
one of
well
my favorite
done.
Madonna records. Well, thank you so much for being in here today and doing this episode of Air Check.
Thanks.
That was Vicky Gregor speaking with producer Bill Douglas about his passion and his life's work. This is Air Check on 91.5 KRCC.